You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Amy.
Good morning. How are you boys?
Really good, Amy. What are you up to today? Anything fun?
Well, I'm going to work, so I guess we can say that's fun.
That's all right. It's nice to be employed.
Well, if you enjoy your job, what do you do?
I do. I'm a phlebotomist at a blood bank.
Well, thank
you're
you for that.
You're a phlebotomist. That's great.
It's fun to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Sounds fancy.
It does.
How long did it take you to master the art of jabbing that needle in someone's vein?
A phlebotomy?
Well, I've been doing it for 20 years, so I'm pretty good. I can do it with my eyes closed, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but please don't.
Don't
but
do
how
that.
Long did it take you to get proficient at it is what I'm wondering.
I'd say probably about 3 years.
Oh, my God.
That seems like a long time.
You tortured people for 3 years before you got good at it?
Yeah, you should see the kids nowadays. They can do it real quick. But back in the day, it took me a long time.
Well, you were drunk, probably,
what's
right?
Different between now and then? I mean,
you can tell that by my voice. That's funny that you say that.
I feel like you're sipping a little of the blood.
Amy, I've been around the block a few times. I've talked to a few people on the phone. I know that you like to tip a few.
Oh, my God. If anyone knows it's me on the phone, they're going to be dying right now.
No, you don't drink on the job, Don.
Not on the job. I'm talking about 20 years ago. You were a wild child 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get arrested?
No, I haven't, actually.
That's good. Well, the day is young.
I wish to God that I could find this text message that we got from a listener. I might scroll down and try to find it. But one of our earlier conversations, Amy, was about awkward situations.
Uh-huh.
Good, I found it. It's Kathy from Arvada. We were talking about funny, awkward situations.
Yes.
And Kathy said, an awkward moment is when you get arrested on Halloween in a costume and you're released in the costume and it's not Halloween anymore.
Right, like 2 days later, you're a clown.
Hello.
Hello.
So that might be the text of the day.
That's funny.
Kathy getting thrown in jail in her Halloween costume and not coming out until a day or two later and having to
with her clown
do that
horn.
Little walk of shame thing as like the sexy nurse or whatever she
yeah.
was that year.
Hey, I have a question for you, Amy. After you draw the blood, have you ever spilled it by mistake?
Well, yes. There's times when you're pulling the needle out and there's some blood that splatters. It's a thing.
No, mm-hmm. but like the little sack of blood.
You want to know if
like,
the vial, if you drop
is it
the vial.
The vial, or do you do the sacks too, right?
Yeah, they come in sacks. It's true.
Yeah, so have you ever dumped that out?
The sack's all enclosed, so usually it's
okay,
all
so that's not a spill hazard.
It just bounces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you talk about an awkward situation if you're laying there getting your blood drawn and then it spills everywhere?
That's true. It's exactly
you're like, well, all that was for nothing.
Have you ever had the blood come shooting out like a water wiggle kind of thing out of the vein?
Yeah, that's happened before, too. I mean, 20 years, there's been a lot of situations, so.
You ever had somebody's blood in your mouth?
Yes, actually. Back when I was training 20 years ago, I was sticking someone's finger, and it went in my mouth, like, within the first 2 weeks of my training.
Yuck.
Cross that off the list.
Yuck! That's so good.
Come on. I would be quitting that afternoon.
I would be done.
No, she might like it. It kind of gave her the taste for it. Now
she
licks her fingers every time she's done.
Bleh. She turns into a bat and flies off.
Amy, what's your adult beverage of choice?
I like Michelob Ultras.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Ours.
Jeremy and I both like Ultras too, actually.
We're fine with that.
Low carb.
Easy, small little can, you know.
Yeah.
You save where you can. Am I right, Amy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I've had so much fun talking to you. Now we're actually going to play the game. So to everyone who's on hold, if Amy gets it, don't hang up because we still will want to talk with you. 10 seconds. Jeremy's going to have to help you with this one because I won't know if what you say is true or not.
Okay.
10 seconds. Five of the characters from Full House.
Oh.
Five of the characters from Full House. Ready? And
Yeah.
Go.
Joey, Jesse, Michelle, Becky, Danny, and DJ.
Yeah, you got it. All day long, you got it.
you're a winner! Amy is a blood-sucking winner.
Oh, everyone else, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Hang on the line.
I really enjoy talking to you. You get the prize today, Amy. So if you'll stand by, Josh is going to tell you about it. Pay very close attention to everything he tells you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Bye, Amy.
Well, thank you for entertaining us today.
Great call.
Jose, did you enjoy that chat about the blood?
Yeah, I did.
It grossed me out, man.
Why? It's just blood.
Getting that other somebody's blood in your mouth.
That's
what do you do for a living, Jose?
I'm a full-time student.
Are you?
What are you studying?
Yeah. I study sociology.
All right.
What are you going to do with that sociology degree?
I'm going to be honest with you, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Money well spent.
Making my point about college
money
education again and
well
again
spent.
And again.
Come on, Jose.
No, I mean, it's the study of people. You know, you get to learn about people.
Uh-huh.
Well, then I guess really you could probably go into any job, right? You're like, hey, there's people here.
Well, yeah, you can go sit down.
I can operate.
I say you just go sit down on the 16th Street Mall for a couple of afternoons. You can study people there, too.
True that.
You know what? Honestly, doesn't seem like a bad time.
It's an interesting time,
it's
and it
different.
Doesn't cost you what you're paying. What are you paying for this degree that you're not going to use?
Not much. About $3,000 a year.
Okay, well, at least that is reasonable. Okay. Whew. All right, good. Are you working at the same time, or are you just a full-time student?
I'm a full-time student. Okay. A little bit during the school year.
Just a little bit, huh? Hmm. All right. Well,
What do you do for fun?
I really love sports. Go Nuggets, right? And then besides that, I mean, I guess movies is my big thing.
Movies and sports. You got a lover in your life?
I do.
Oh.
Who is this lover?
How's it going?
Her name is Leanne. She's from a different city.
What's her name?
Leanne.
Oh, Leanne.
Leanne. And so you got a long-distance relationship going?
I do. Only for a part of the year. Only for the summer, because we go to the same school.
Oh, okay. What town is it?
El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
She's in El Paso. Oh, okay. That was really cool.
You think she's screwing around on you?
Nah, she's not like that.
Yeah, you don't know.
I think Jose is the one
you
who's screwing
know.
Around.
Oh, are you screwing around on her?
Come on, Jose.
No.
Don't do that. Come on, man.
He's like, I'm studying people.
It's
part of my degree.
Exactly, yeah.
Studying the ladies.
Getting a little extra credit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Jose, stop that, okay?
Yeah, don't be a pervert.
Get your act together.
I'm glad you're not listening, because...
all right.
Yeah, your giggle sounds a little like a guilty laugh.
Suspicious.
No, nothing like that.
All right.
Yeah. Are you going to put a ring on it someday?
Eventually, one day. A little young right now. She wants to be a doctor, so, you know, got to make sure I secure that.
Okay.
Oh, you want all that student loan debt.
He's letting her take care of all of that, and then once
you're going
she's a
from
doctor,
your three
then
grand
he'll
a year.
Marry her.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
You know what, Jose? You are a good sport, and we appreciate you listening and calling. You have a great day, okay, buddy?
Thank you. You too.
Bye,
bye
bud.
Bye.
See you.
I love our listeners. We have the nicest listeners in the world. And then we have Rick. Hello, Rick. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're good, Rick.
We're having a good day.
Good.
What's going on in your world?
Nothing. Just heading on over to my seamstress to get some stuff taken care of.
Your seamstress? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes, I did say that.
You have a seamstress?
Who has a seamstress?
Well, people that like to get stuff custom made and altered and have a good time with a lady from another country that just does super fantastic work.
What do you mean have a good time?
Oh, I like chatting with her.
Are you sleeping with a seamstress, Rick?
she's a hard-working seamstress, and I enjoy the conversations with her because she works harder than anybody I know, and she does a great job.
Well, that's very kind of you. That's very, very nice words.
You're turned on by thimbles, are you?
Stop it. He's not doing that.
Thimbles are all right, only if I'm playing Monopoly, though.
Oh, boy. Do you ever bring her, like, little gifts and things, like little flowers?
I actually have. I took her a little sewing machine that played the theme song from Disneyland, you know. I took her a little sewing machine that, an old antique type sewing machine. It wasn't really old and antique, but it was just a little decorative thing that played that song.
That sounds adorable.
She thought it was really cute.
I'd like one of those, I think.
Well, to your face, she said that. I mean, I'm sure when you walked out the door,
she's like, well, I would have rather had Jamba Juice.
Yeah. Bring me a milkshake next time.
Probably one of the nicest things said behind my back, though.
Why don't you bring her something else today besides a silly music box? Bring her some food.
Yeah, really good food.
Bring her a pizza.
I'm about two blocks away, and I'm not sure she'd be too thrilled with pizza at 9:17 in the morning. But you know what? Since you said it, I'll do it.
No, don't do pizza. I'm vetoing the pizza. I want you to go get one of those big, oversized chocolate chip cookies.
Solid. That's good, too.
Not the ones that are like a foot wide. I'm just talking about a good size single cookie that you can get at a bakery.
Where can you really at 9 a.m.?
No.
Yeah, all bakeries have those big chocolate chip cookies.
At 9 a.m.?
Yes, at 9 a.m.
We're talking donut at 9 a.m.
Well, you can do that too, but that's a little pedestrian, if you ask me.
Depends
but the,
on the
good
donut.
Size chocolate chip with big chunks of chocolate, Rick, that says love right there.
She's got a husband that she is madly in love with, and if she could love my donut, she ain't going to love me.
Put that on a t-shirt, okay?
I'll do that. Why you can love my donut, but you can't love me.
Sounds like a country song.
I can sing it that way, too. You can love my donut, but you can't love me.
Oh, that's a hit.
Yeah, that's all it takes for country music is something like that. So,
I think he's trying to take me on stage with him if he comes to Denver again.
Yeah, might. Yeah. Huh. What's your line of work, Rick?
Retired.
Are you? Just sitting around putting holes in your shirts all day.
So you can go see the hot seamstress.
I like going to sporting events and walking around the lake and riding my bike miles and miles each day.
Well, congratulations. What did you do for work?
I was a sales rep for a power transmission industry company.
Are you kidding me?
You know, Jeremy's wife works in the power transmission industry.
I hear about
industry.
Transmission lines every freaking day, Rick.
Yeah, she but runs is hers power transmission or is it hers auto transmission? Most people get them.
No, it's power. No, it's not.
She's not working on Ford. Electrical substations, buddy. Electrical substations.
Yeah, she's big time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's more on the electrical end of it, which is what it's all turning into. When I started, it was mostly all industrial and mechanical.
All right.
Dealt with a lot of factories and a lot of.
You know what I should have done? I should have bailed right after the donut
line. We could end it there.
This country
song.
I should have ended at the country song.
It's all right though. You're a good guy, Rick.
Rick,
you know what? I think you're carrying this conversation a little too long.
Yeah, that's what our consultant is going to say as well.
Listen, called it.
You're a good man, Rick. Say hello to what's the seamstress's first name?
Anna from Anna's Tailoring. Hello, Anna.
Rick's coming your way with a chocolate chip cookie.
I was accusing Amy of being drunk. It's Rick who's drunk. Rick, have a great day, buddy.
Sober 9 years, my buddy. 9 years.
All right.
Good for you, man. You get another chip next year, don't you?
I think I'm gonna skip the chips.
Skip the chip. All right. Listen.
I just like the sobriety.
All right.
Well, we like it too, buddy.
This should have been done.
Yeah. Congratulations and thank you for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Rick. Nice meeting you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was an interesting segment today.
Some unique folks today.